24 minutes to nine, and Darren Vrehel joins us again. Morning to you, Darren.
And good morning to you as well, Rachel. Well, Major League Soccer returned in America last night, and a very moving moment of silence. Almost 200 players took to the field before the restart, and they had an 8-minute, 46-second moment of silence. The 8 minutes, 46 seconds, of course, the length of time George Floyd was pinned to the ground before he passed away. Players also wore black t-shirts, black gloves, and black face masks. Now, over the years, we've all seen so many of these moments, but I think last night that was among the most powerful. The MLS teams are gathered in Florida. They're kind of having a playoff of their season in a World Cup style format. But what a moment that was. I've just put some video up on Twitter at Darren Vrehel if you want to check it out. In the Premier League last night, and happier news, John Egan is at it again. He scored another goal. Two now in a week. Incredible stuff from him. Sheffield United 1-0 winners against Wolves. Egan on the mark with the only goal of the game. 93rd minute as well. Pretty dramatic. The win sees them go seventh. They're a point behind Wolves, and they're in pole position for a place in Europe next season. In fact, they're almost within touching distance of a top five, which could get them a Champions League spot yet. Let's hear from the man of the match and his second goal in as many games.
Well, John, what was it? 72 games without a goal? Like the buses?
Mad London buses. yeah, you wait so long for a goal, and then I suppose you get a little bit of a bug. Yeah, 2-2, prolific now, so I think the gaffer has been asking for 10, so I've only got 8 more to go in the next 4 games.
Do you think there's something in that? The fact you scored at Burnley maybe made you attack that one in the last minute there, just a little bit more?
Yeah, I think it always gives you a bit more belief when you score. Haven't scored for a long time, it's been kind of playing on my mind a bit. You know, the gaffer's been hammering me. But look, I got one the other day, I got one again today. Today was obviously vital, the winner, which is the main thing. So yeah, hopefully I can keep adding that to my game now and get a few more.
Yeah, he's certainly enjoying himself at the minute. A header last night, back to a more traditional centre-half goal. Might be pushing it to get 10 of the season, but he's doing brilliant, isn't he? Mo Salah scored twice as champions. Liverpool beat Brighton 3-1. Should have scored a couple of more too. Missed a couple of chances. Jordan Henderson went off injured in that game. Looked very serious. Looked like a knee injury. And his manager, Jurgen Klopp, sounded pretty concerned after the game.
It doesn't look too good, if I'm honest, but it's we have to wait. We have to wait until we get more information.
Manchester City beat Newcastle 5-0. Burnley had a 1-0 win at West Ham. West Brom are top of the Championship after a 2-0 win against Derby County. Leeds are back in action tonight. If they're to win, they'll go back on top. The former Irish international John Sheridan has been confirmed as the new manager of Waterford FC. Now, the big golf news yesterday was the Ryder Cup. The 2020 staging of the event postponed for a year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. European Ryder Cup captain Padraig Harrington has welcomed the decision, and he confirmed that there will be a change qualifying for Team Europe, so the point standing will be frozen until the new year. The postponement also means that Adair Manor will host this event in 2027, and that'll be the centenary of the competition. Greg Allen has been speaking to Padraig Harrington.
That's great news for Ireland, and it is probably appropriate that we're back in the uneven years for the Ryder Cup, considering it is the 100-year centenary. Huge complications behind the scenes, but I definitely think, you know, considering the situation, it is a bit of a bonus for Adair in 2027 that there will be the centenary of the Ryder Cup.
You were named Ryder Cup captain in January of 2019, and you're going to be going all the way to September of 2021, hopefully. Nearly 3 years of your life devoted to being Ryder Cup captain. How is it for you?
Well, I hope I've done most of the work. you know, we were just, when this all started off in March, we were just getting into the nitty-gritty of what form are the players in. Previously, for the previous year, it was all administration stuff. But January 1st, you know, we'll be back to looking at the form of the players, who matches up with who's a likely partnership, and who's going to play with who in the months leading up to, who am I trying to get to build a relationship with a rookie. That sort of stuff is going to happen, which I was missing out this year. Like, there's players in that team that wouldn't necessarily know each other that well, and that's not great for a Ryder Cup. You want to build those bonds, and you know, I wanted to build that bond, and I was relying on this 6 months coming into the Ryder Cup to just give a little bit more of myself, which wouldn't be something I would normally do. I'm quite a competitive individual at golf events, and I was, you know, committed to spending a little bit more time with the rookies and getting to know the rookies and building that relationship. And that all fell by the wayside. Like, we had dinners planned, we had events planned through the last 6 months. So hopefully next year I'll have a good run at 9 months where I can, build those relationships with my team. And we know it's very important for us in Europe that we go in there with a very strong bond in our team. And, given a better run into it, I think that's possible.
You know what? I was editing that piece this morning, and as I was editing it, I was listening to Morning Ireland, and I was hearing about the 60,000 new COVID-19 cases in America in the last 24 hours. I know it's a long way off yet, but will it be possible to have fans at that match in 2021? I know it's a long way off and it'll become a big talking point in the months ahead, but you would worry about it. Finally, there's racing this afternoon at Navan, and the action gets underway at 1:05.